First Nations in the James Bay Lowlands are being evacuated due to forest fires. A fast-moving wildfire to the west of Fort Albany First Nation caused a state of emergency, declared by Chief Elizabeth Kotakwapit June 21. Kashechewan First Nation is now also on an evacuation notice, says Timmins James Bay MP Charlie Angus. It means that people who went across the Albany River to the community are now on the move again. We had many people boating over to Kashechewan for safety last night, but now Kashechewan is looking to be moved out as well, said Timmins James Bay MP Charlie Angus. What we need is those planes to get people out. As of yesterday, the fire threatening Fort Albany, Cochrane 11, was 300 hectares in size, according to Aviation, Forest Fire and Emergency Services, AFS. Today, AFS says that a belly tanker helicopter is working on the fire. The agency also warned people in Muswani and Moose Factory that they may note aerial fire suppression activity to work on Cochrane 16. Angus said there has been heavy smoke and the fires in the Fort Albany area are not contained. The Fort Albany evacuation started immediately after the state of emergency was declared. Some people were flown to Muswani. Val Rita and Kapuskasing are the host evacuation site, said the city of Timmins in a news release today. 10 elders will be hosted locally at Timmins and District Hospital and St. Mary Gardens facilities. The elders are being transported by Orange to Timmins. Angus also noted that there is a push to get military transportation to get people out of the area. Right now we've only been able to secure 1-8 fly into Kashechewan today and that's not enough, the smoke is very thick and people are very concerned, he said. The James Bay Lowlands are on fire and that's pretty unprecedented and it's frightening for all of us. Heavy smoke is slowing the ability to get water bombers to the fire, said Angus. So far there has been no comment or information from Indigenous Services Canada, ISC. Angus said that ISC and the Ministry of Public Safety are being made aware of the urgency of the situation. We're pushing ISC hard and Minister Blair's office hard to get those Hercules in the air, said Angus.